Good morning, everybody. Oh, no. I came all the way from Oakland. I braved traffic. I got through public transportation and a whole bunch of accidents. No. I'm going to say good morning again, and y'all going to give me some energy. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
That's what I'm talking about. How y'all doing?
Good.
Y'all having a good day?
Yeah.
Before I say anything, can we give our MCs a raucous round of applause, please? Thank you. This is not an easy job, and you two did it. You did it masterfully. Thank you so much. And before I actually, and I just need to know, where are my timekeepers? Because I don't want to over talk. Who got me on time? You got me? Okay. So if I talk over, it's his fault. It's not my fault. Before I get started, though, man, you all look amazing. I saw some amazing work out there. So I applaud you. But right now, I want you to applaud yourselves for the amazing, amazing work that you all are doing. So I'm going to be brief. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right, good. I won't take up too much of your time. Like they said, I was raised in Oakland, California, proudly raised in Oakland, California, North Oakland to be exact. Yes, I'm representing for the Oakland people. Y'all better take care of me when we somewhere else. But my road had a lot of bumps in it. I was born in Chicago and lived in between Chicago and Kentucky. My parents struggled with drugs and we were poor. I've lived in shelters in Oakland and shelters here in San Francisco, right in the Tenderloin. And when I was going through school, I didn't get the best education. They didn't have the red carpet rolled out for me. They didn't know what was going on in my life. They didn't figure out that I was struggling with the things going on at home, or that I went to 11 other schools, or that I was dealing with the crime and all those things that comes with living in a place like Chicago and a place like Oakland. So what that did is that drove me, once I got out of that, it drove me to become a social worker and work with families and help people that look like me. It then drove me to lead a youth organization with young people like you to help them get in and through college and navigate that work. It then drove me to make sure we had better teachers in Oakland and better and more black teachers across the country because we need them. And then it led me to doing work in the Oakland Unified School District where I went to school. You all are sitting in these seats because you are civic leaders. And a lot of people will tell you that you are the future. You are the voice of tomorrow, which is true. But I'm here to tell you that you're the voice of right now. How special would it have been if somebody had pulled those things out of me when I was your age, asked me what my experience was living in Chicago and growing up in Oakland, or how I navigated these schools, how I navigated these streets, how I got past all that to still make it to college? How impactful would it have been if they listened to me then so they can do something for me at that time, opposed to me having to fend for myself? That's the work that you all are doing. You are looking at issues that plague our communities, that plague those that have not been blessed with all the spoils that one is promised in America. And you're making a difference and a change. So when people tell you that you're the voice of tomorrow, you say thank you. And you say, but you left the part out. I have something to tell you today. And so the work that I'm doing now is I left the district to start an organization to lift student voice in Oakland. And what I mean by that is young people have a variety of ways in which they can do that. They can write, but a lot of y'all, how many of you got Snapchat? Right. There's podcasts, there's audio, there's video, there's making poster boards like the ones that I saw outside. Maybe your voice gets lifted in a different way where you actually aren't even using your voice. Maybe you're drawing. I don't know. But what I know is we need to be listening to you, because the way in which we do student voice now, we bring young people out. We kind of ask them what we want them to say. We push them up front. You know, we keep them out late and then everybody claps for them. That's young people working for adults. Adults should be working for young people. So that means I need to watch you. I need to see what you're doing. I need to learn from you. I need to hear about what your struggles are, what makes you happy, what makes you sad. And then me as an adult with resources, with friends, with people all around me that can actually make a difference, then I need to respond accordingly. That is adults working for young people. So what I want you to take from here is, one, you're a leader. And that can look a bunch of different ways, and don't let anybody else define your leadership for you. Two, even though you are the voice of tomorrow, you have something to say today. And because of that, you have a responsibility to raise people up under you to the level or surpass you where you are right now. And three, you are living in a blessed and special time. I know that we have Donald Trump. I know there's a lot of scary things going on. I know there's a lot of issues that y'all are diving into, and you're starting to see the uglier sides of the world. And also on the flip side, you live in the richest nation, you live in the richest state, in the richest nation, in the history of this planet. You have technology in your pocket. You have more access to information than Socrates had. Any leader that you look up to, you have more information on your phone right now. It's not a question of if you're going to change the world. Y'all are going to change it. The only question that y'all have to think about is how big and what impact is it that I want to have. I'm so honored and blessed to be here. Thank you all for letting me share this special day with you.
I didn't even need my science.